We are now ready to begin the RPR Literary Examination, which is 5 minutes of dictation at 180 words per minute. Ready? Begin. Do you believe you are an honest person? That is what 600 of our readers thought before they took our survey. After they took the survey, some were not so sure. We are quick to criticize representatives and public figures for lying, but as our survey indicates, we are far more lax when it comes to enforcing our own ethics, and we have developed some creative reasons for our actions. Almost all who took the survey said they have been dishonest at some time in their lives. Sadly, only about 1.5% said they have not committed any of the acts we listed. We don't know if they were telling the truth. Only one person confessed to doing it all. On average, people admitted to committing 5 of the acts listed. Many people say they want to be straightforward with those closest to them. One survey response indicated that honesty with friends and family is number 1, and lying to them is like lying to yourself. When people stretch the truth with loved ones, it is frequently to protect feelings and the relationship. When a question is asked, such as, "Do these pants make me look heavy?" 76% admitted to lying. One woman explained that if someone has food in their teeth, she will tell them. If green is not their color, she will tell them that, too. But she asserts that if we don't fib occasionally, we would never be speaking to one another. Keeping the peace is also important to the 28% who say they have been dishonest with their partner about a recent purchase. One woman said whenever she buys anything her husband might question, she puts it in her closet for a while so when she finally wears it, she can maintain she has had it a long time. She believes this strategy has helped to maintain her marital bliss. Many people were equally motivated to bend the truth when it came to other relationships, past and present. They said they believe that some things are best left unsaid if a marriage is to have trust. This may seem like twisted logic, but not to those who have experienced wrath over an old flame, especially one long past. One woman said she was completely open about her past when her last boyfriend asked her, only to have him use it against her later. On the job, people seem to experience guilt if their dishonesty will hurt a colleague. Their conscience helps to keep them honest. Just 10% of respondents have ever laid blame on a coworker for something that they did themselves. But when we think we are cheating a faceless corporation, ethics can tumble. 59% said they have taken a sick day when they were feeling perfectly well. Some swore it was only to care for a sick child or loved one. But many others felt playing hooky was entirely reasonable. One woman takes what she calls mental health days. She claims she is doing nothing wrong because she needs the mental break. Her conscience does not bother her. Some people blame the company. One man reported that he has called in sick when he has overslept. This way his boss can't be angry with him for coming in late and setting a bad example for other employees. We all might want to believe that an occasional day off is no big deal. This practice costs corporations thousands of dollars every year. Another practice that costs companies thousands of dollars each year is the misuse of office supplies. An incredible number of men and women said they feel no guilt when they take office supplies for their own use. They see it as a method to get even for low pay, little respect, and poor treatment. For some, the feeling that everyone is doing it, or at least that others are doing it more, raises the comfort level. One woman admitted that when she worked in a restaurant, she would sneak ice cream and cookies. She said she suffered a guilty conscience until she found out that a friend was let go for taking money from the cash register. In fact, 16% confessed to taking something valuable from an employer. But some of them do not even think of such behavior as stealing. One person responded that he sees himself as a lonely guy fighting to survive in a difficult world, so he takes whatever he can get. That attitude may leave workers high and dry when it comes to yearly pay raises. There may not be enough money left for pay increases. A new report from a national survey puts the price tag for worker theft at more than $10 billion per year. In 2006, retailers assigned almost half of their losses to employee theft and only 1/3 to shoplifters. When we hit the stores, some of us are particularly determined to get a bargain. Many people said they have been undercharged or gotten too much change and not said a word. Just like the businesses we work for, stores can seem like impersonal entities that are not concerned about us. So why would we be concerned about them? One man from New York commented that if a store makes an error and undercharges him, he says nothing.